first. Did you follow that story last week? A California man, Ken Barnes, trying to sail around the world solo. He was caught and capsized in a brutal storm near Cape Horn at the tip of South America.
Alex, I don't think anyone was following it more closely than a sailor named Donna Lang. She was actually in the area on her own solo trip around the world, and she tried to sail to Ken. He was eventually saved by others. And she actually made it around the Cape now, and right before the show today, we called to ask her about sailing alone.
Hello, yes, I'm on my boat here in Puerto Williams in Chile.
You were pretty close to Ken Barnes when he got into trouble. In fact, you were so close that you sort of tried to sail to him. What was that storm like?
That storm was a massive storm, probably the most wind I've ever seen at sea. I've seen 60-foot seas, 40-foot, 50-foot seas in the North Atlantic. This particular storm didn't mount those seas for me. However, Ken Barnes was in a different position to the storm, so he would have been seeing 50 and 60 knots worth of wind, and he would have been seeing massive seas.
This, I guess, is the first question, Donna, most people probably ask you, but what drives you to do something that's as dangerous and solitary as this?
I guess when I think of danger, all of us have relative things in our life that we go through. I was in a tremendously tragic car accident that takes that kind of perception to a different place for me. To me, the idea of driving 80 miles an hour down the highway is absolutely ludicrous insanity. What I'm doing is very, very low risk compared to what people do on an everyday basis. But what it is the experience of being out in these conditions. I have been able to just grow tremendously spiritually. I just love being out here and amidst the whole environment. But certainly the challenges, I exist being very cold, very wet, and very uncomfortable for long periods of time. But there is this great faith that you gain, that you'll be able to manage it.
Well, you also must rely very closely on your boat. I mean, that's the thing keeping you alive out there. What kind of boat are you on? Can you describe it for us?
Absolutely. My boat is a Southern Cross 28, and this boat, when I bought it, I knew I was wanted to go around the world, but I didn't have any concept of doing what I'm doing. This was not something I had dreamed about doing since as I was a child. And it turned out that the boat was rotten, and I've spent 5 years rebuilding a rotten boat, but in the process, I built it a tank, layers and layers of fiberglass with a very strong rail. I think of it as a kayak. It's very low to the water. My rails are only not even a foot above the water at times. I am right in the water, just like you would be if you were on a kayak, and it's designed to roll and to keep you safe. It's a cocoon.
When you're not being pitched back and forth by the waves, you probably have a lot of downtime. How do you pass the time out there in the middle of the ocean?
It's amazing how quickly the time goes by. I usually feel that I don't have enough time to really be quiet and to focus my energy and to be calm. It's very demanding physically, even in what people think of as calm. The boat is always moving. It's very rare. There was not any calm time, really. I mean, you are working a lot harder on deck to try to make progress with no wind. If the boat is always adjusting to the swell, and it's amazing how much energy you are constantly using. So you're always tired. Being that tired all the time, you never sleep more than 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, occasionally a four-hour bit of sleep. I think in that psychological space, time goes by very, very quickly. And I have my guitars, my tin whistles, my instruments that I play, songs to write, books to write. I'm never for a lack of things to be doing.
Donna, you are so far south right now that there's really hardly any darkness. Can you kind of describe what it's like down there?
Yes, this last 72 hours I've been at the till and been on deck full time because I've been into land and been too close to be able to take any time down below. So I've actually seen the dawns and the light, and it's just incredible because as the moon is rising and the dusk is trying to fade in the west, it really never fades. It stays light, it stays light, it stays light, and then the moon comes up, and then sure enough, not too many hours later, the sun comes back up. So it is just an incredible, it does a tremendous thing, especially since I was close to land. I got to watch the light play off of the islands and the cloud formations here near land.
Well, Donna Lang joining us on the phone from the tip of Cape Horn. Thanks, and safe travels out there.
Thank you.
Donna Lang on the phone from Cape Horn.